The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
The healing revolution continues, and now before we're joined by Mo Barnhart, I'm just distracted. I just got a call from my buddy, Richard Pearl, from Simply Natural down there in South Florida. He's got Pearls of Health radio show. And Richard, your ears must have been burning last hour when I was complaining that you asked me to host your show again another week with no day off.
Well, I'd rather you do my show than me. Besides, you do a better job, and I'm lazy.
You are
too long.
Okay, you're not really lazy. You do work. You work very hard. People don't know it. They look at you and they think he's sitting down doing nothing. He's busy. He's working to help his the people coming to see him at Simply Natural and a whole lot of other adventures that you're on. And it's great to have you on, a surprise, but I'm pleased because at least I can complain to you in person and everybody can hear it.
Well, I'm glad I can be your dartboard here. But I'm glad you're doing my show tomorrow because everybody likes it. All three of my listeners, they all are they're big fans of you.
Well, you need plenty of big fans in the hot, steamy South Florida atmosphere, so that's good. And I understand you've got a big family event you're going to, so I'm glad I can stand in for you the best way I can. And we'll continue doing so even when sometimes I go kicking and screaming.
Yeah, you do actually. But, you know, the first thing you said to me was, are you going to not give me my day off again? So. Yeah, but I do thank you for doing many of the shows that you've done, especially every time I go out of the country. It's a big help knowing that you're doing the show. But I'm sure the audience wants to hear some other stuff besides our ramblings about what's going on between the two races.
Yes, yes. Actually, it's actually good timing because we've been covering, and I did this on your show a couple of weeks ago about the Middle East respiratory syndrome. Suddenly camels are now the great enemy of mankind, and I'm disputing that. I'm not also authorizing people to go tongue kiss a camel, don't get me wrong, but come on, really, camels?
Well, I have no idea why they're a big problem or a threat to society. I would think pigs would be a lot worse with the methane gas that they release. I don't know why they're the camels. You'll have to fill me in.
Yeah, they're blaming the camels perhaps on the meth, what they call the Middle East respiratory syndrome. They claim it's a coronavirus, much like the severe acute respiratory syndrome SARS from years ago, despite the Dr. Plummer, the World Health Organization expert in Canada, initially estimating that everybody who had these respiratory symptoms had the SARS virus, and then he kept downgrading the number week after week after week. Nobody covered it but us, and until it was like 10% or almost 0% of the people. So the SARS virus that was real suddenly wasn't real. Now I'm questioning the MERS virus.
All right, okay, so that's where we're going with this. All right, let's just take a step back for a second, and I just want people to think about something. You know, I go to Africa fairly often, and I'm in West Africa, and there they have yellow fever, which is, you know, if you go to the World Health Organization, they quote the same statistic year in, year out, that 300,000 people die from yellow fever. And most of it's in Africa, and the epidemic states or countries are including the ones that I go to. So that being said, if you actually look at the actual deaths, they come up with figures like 30, 16, 91, et cetera, et cetera. Very small numbers. And right before I went back to Africa, they had an Ebola breakout that was in Ghana and a place that was about 100 miles from where I was. And which was, I was in Sierra Leone in the Kokono district, which is very close to where this outbreak was. Now, the fact is that, you know, somebody has a fever in some place, or somebody has a cold, or somebody has a whatever disease, it doesn't mean that just because you're within a radius that you're going to have that problem. I think part of the biggest fear is that everyone thinks that if you're within some distance of something, something bad is going to happen, that these things are floating around, zeroing in on you. That's not how diseases really work. That's not how viruses really work in most cases. And the numbers are always inflated, never even close to reality. Another interesting fact, unrelated, but it's somewhat just to get perspective. If you go on the internet now and you read about Sierra Leone, you'll swear it's a very dangerous place. It's one of the safest places I've ever been. That being said, it's still a difficult place to live, but the realities are that the internet hyperinflates everything. People, for their own political agenda and for financial gain, will hyperinflate numbers,
right,
and give you a perspective that isn't even remotely accurate. And you know, you could use Miami back some years ago and said, oh my God, you know, with what was going on with the killings in Miami with over cocaine, all of Florida must be under siege. You know, it's just there's nonsense. In certain areas, there may be something. It's a small little area. Most of the things that are stated are hyperbole. They're inflated. They're designed to create either fear or money, and that's it.
Well, yeah, and they figure, who's going to go there to double-check our numbers, you know, CDC, WHO? You went there. You saw how it's exaggerated firsthand.
Yeah, I was there for 37 days, and I was there for 13. So, and I need to go back soon. And I was actually made an honorary chief, which is very cool, me and another gentleman, which is a big deal because when it comes to, you know, that kind of ceremony or that kind of award, it's very rarely given out, sometimes multi-decade between that. So that was a huge honor. But putting the personal aside, you know, what you hear and what you read are rarely the truth because nobody's going to find out.
Right.
It's like in the old days when there was small banks or people would loan money. The further you were away from the bank, the less valuable that money was. And the reality was that if you were far away, there was no guarantee that you could get back to that bank to really cash it, so the money would lose value.
Right.
And so people never trusted the monies because they said, well, how do I know what it's really like over there? Because they never would go to over there, wherever that was. So it's the same thing now. You know, if you never have to go there, anybody can say whatever they want. Who's checking? And the only people who are going to support the truth are not going to get on the television because that goes against the agenda.
Yeah, it goes against the moneyed interest, as you know so well. So now, next time I see you, Richard, it'll be hail to the chief, based on what you're telling me.
Well, basically, only if I'm wearing my outfit. They gave me a hat and they gave me...
Oh, man. You know, I've been to West Africa twice as well, so I appreciate the culture, had great experiences there, and I'm glad you did too. And you stayed well. You used homeopathy, you used silver, you used probiotics, and you utilized the tools of nature.
Right, you know, the homeopathy I use, I guess it would be considered a nosode, but it really fought off all types of diseases that you can get in West Africa. So I used that homeopathy, and I did use the sovereign silver, and I also used probiotics, Zoller's probiotic, and Dr. O'Hara's probiotic. So
excellent.
I used those things. I used the 5-year Dr. O'Hara's, not the 3-year.
Yeah, well, you weren't taking any chances, of course, going into a new environment. But, again, you found it more hospitable than hostile.
Yeah, much more so. I mean, it's a tough life, don't get me wrong. And most people can't handle it for long periods. Our bodies are not equipped to deal with it like they deal with it. It's a very tough life. But,
all right.
But the realities are that it's not the way that it's depicted. And none of these viruses turn out that way. I mean, you don't see. I mean, let's just look back over the last 30 years for all the scares and the fears and everything. How many of these viruses or, you know, basically viruses cause mass death. The very few.
Very few. And look, let's look at the selenium in the soils, things that address the terrain, and instead of just the microbe. It's a different perspective. We know we're right. The doctors on this are wrong, and we have the tools to address it. We're switching gears real quick, Richard. It's a nice surprise to have you on today. Didn't know this would happen. We just have a couple of minutes. I know it's a tall order, but I had a question from a listener on lupus. Lupus, another autoimmune disease. I always detoxify. I always clear the terrain. The same basic things I talk about in Unlocked the Power to Heal. Any tips for people with lupus?
Yeah, well, you know, lupus is a chronic inflammatory disease, and it's basically your body is attacking either tissues or organs, and it can affect many parts of the body, you know, your joints, your skin, your blood cell, your brain, your heart, your lungs, your kidney, all that stuff. But I always look at the same, when I look at lupus, oddly enough, I look at it the same way I look at psoriasis or arthritis. Any of these diseases that are autoimmune, they start with the intestines. So I give things like omega-7. And omega-7 is, particularly sea buckthorn, is very anti-inflammatory, and it has an affinity to the intestinal health. So I give that. I give a really strong probiotic. Again, I personally like the Zollers, 25 billion or 60 billion live bacteria. And I also do, in some cases, Dr. O'Hara's along with it. I do other things like digestive enzymes because I find that's very helpful. Again, I'm looking at working on the inside. And then there's a product called Ruma Art, which is insanely effective for pain. It's remarkably effective for pain. So these are just some of the things that you can do. And then, of course, your diet plays a huge role. You stay away from nightshades. You stay away from corn, which is high in arachidonic acid, which is very inflammatory. You stay away from sugars. You stay away from the inflammatory foods, tomatoes, unless they're cooked. I mean, that's an obvious one, but you stay away from these things, the eggplants, the green peppers, the white potatoes, all the things, either nightshades or inflammatory types of foods that can make this situation worse. And I also find that in all these cases, you should cleanse the body.
Absolutely. Detox is where we're going to have to leave it. Richard Pearl, thank you, my friend. And really, thank you for turning over your show to me. Who knows what chaos I will rain upon it tomorrow. But love you lots, man, and love to the whole family. If you're in South Florida, go see Cheru's and Richard and Simply Natural Restaurant. Get some good organics as well.
And if they want, they can call us at 954-741-4045. Anyway, Robert, thank you so much for what you do. It's really an inspiration.
You, my friend, are the inspiration. And I got to go because we got Mo Barnhart. She's another inspiration, a Canamom, protecting her daughter, DahliaStrong.org, with cannabis CBD for cancer. We'll be right back.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
What would you do if your daughter was diagnosed, or son for that matter, with cancer, and you found a way to help them to heal? And that way might not have been approved by any government agency, and most doctors might not even know much about it. Would you stand by and bow to authority, or would you stand up for your child? Someone who is standing up for her child, she's a hero to many, as she should be, and to her little daughter, Dahlia. DahliaStrong.org is the website, and she's back on the Robert Scott Bell Show today with a real healing revolution. Mariah Barnhart, welcome back.
Hi, and thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for all that you do. I just want everybody to hear this message, because it's a story that... If not directly impacting folks, it will eventually, because of the rising rates of a chronic disease in children, and that includes cancer. And, of course, our focal point on holistic healing and empowering people to heal and recognizing that that power to heal is yours and yours alone, that we should not be bowing to governmental or medical authorities. We've got to find a way, and we've got to get the support in our community to do that. And you are charging ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, for some cancers, breast cancer, for instance, diagnosed at stage zero or one, 100% survival rate. And then further along the cancer progresses, obviously the lower the success rate for the treatment. But when you have pediatric cancer, first of all, there are a lot of factors that aren't taken into consideration. And furthermore, brain cancer is just not a very treatable cancer. So when you have a two-year-old diagnosed with a very, very aggressive form of a rare brain cancer that no one really has any expertise on, but the state can still force you to undergo conventional treatment with very low success rates and low prognosis, it's a really sad situation. You realize rather quickly how little rights you have in the care of your own child.
Yes.
So you research, and that's what I did. And I researched for thousands of hours. I researched diets and supplements and alternatives, and what I found over and over and over again was cannabis extract was the safest and the most effective supplement I could be adding into the chemotherapy that's going to be forced, whether you want it or not. So that's what I did. And I was in Memphis, which is an illegal state. So I got imported hemp oil, very, very high in CBD, which has been shown to help to repair brain damage and neurological deficits, et cetera. So when I saw some really unexpected great results early on, I knew I was going to leave that hospital and go to a legal state, which is what I did. Instead of going home to Florida, when they released us from the hospital, I came to Colorado. And it's great here. You know, the laws are great, but we're not home with family and friends. And Dahlia, now 3 years old, their mental and emotional development relies so heavily on that interaction and love and support of their family and friends.
Right.
So we're working really diligently to get home. We're doing Bring Dahlia Home campaigns, which obviously include fundraising, but perhaps more importantly, the legislative side of things. You know, we'd have to wait theoretically another year. If this November vote comes and goes and passes, we wouldn't be set to be home until next May. So we've got some, you know, legal things going on, and we're still trying to get home sooner than later. And since it's brain cancer and you just really don't know what's going to happen, she deserves to be home with her family. She deserves to have that interaction every day.
Yes, absolutely. And we got to meet Dahlia in Denver. We were there for the Cannabis Cup and the Cannaway event, and God bless you, Mo and Dahlia. What an absolute sweetheart. What a bright girl. What a real champion. To go through what she's going through at any age is stunning and phenomenal. And she really is a bright light, and we were grateful to be able to connect with you there.
Yeah, we really enjoyed meeting you, and that's just it. Anyone who meets her, who had seen her previously, when you go from being on your deathbed and miserable and scared, terrified, in pain, vomiting profusely, to being just a normal, happy three-year-old, glad to wake up in the morning and be alive, that's how it should be. And when you see that with your own eyes, there's really nothing else that says anything. I mean, it really tells the whole story in itself. And now that we've got her back to enjoying life, she's off of all of her antiemetics for nausea and vomiting. She does not have issues with vomiting any longer, and she's still on chemotherapy for brain cancer. It's unheard of. She's gained weight and height. She's growing. She's developing. She is off of all of her appetite stimulants. She has a fine appetite. She is off of all of her morphine and pain medications, including Neurontin for neuropathy pain.
Mo, stand by. We've got a lot more to cover with you. Mariah Bernhardt is with us today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is a Healing Revolution story, if there ever was one. Check it out. The links are up to DahliaStrong.org. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
In the show notes today at robertscottbell.com, you can check out the links to Mariah Barnhart and Dahlia, dahliastrong.org, dahliastrong.org. And the website has a lot of history and background here with Mo fighting for the life of her child, as well as battling really some things we wouldn't expect that she was battling, people within the so-called pro-cannabis community, and we'll get into that as well. What is controversial there? It's hard enough dealing with the medical authorities and the government. The other thing is the mandatory chemo or the mandatory oncological treatment of children in America. We live in a medical police state. Whether you need that or not, whether it's appropriate or not, you got to realize that we do not live in a free country anymore. I've said this for so many years. We live in a country that does have a state-sanctioned religion. It's not Christianity. It's not Judaism. It's not Islam. It's modern medicine.
And if you doubt that, just watch what happens when a judge decides, along with the help of Child Protective Services and a doctor, that they don't like the way you're taking care of your kid. They will side with the docs pretty much every time, with that, with rare exception. Who's living through this? Mo Barnhart, she's doing a great job fighting for Dahlia. And we appreciate you so much, Mo, for being on back on board with us, letting everybody know what's going on.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me and giving us a voice to, you know, let people who have never been in this situation or are currently in this situation or one day might be in this situation. I feel like had I known before my daughter was sick, the kinds of things that I might be confronted with, I might have had a little bit more to go to bat with. I feel like I wouldn't have been starting from scratch, and that's really what I hope to pay forward at this time, you know.
Right.
I was at St. Jude with her for so many months, 24 hours a day, day and night. So anytime she slept, I was between the library and the laptops doing research and calling professionals worldwide to try to figure out, you know, what was the most feasible option to help my daughter. And like I said, I just found time and time again that cannabis extract, I mean, there's tons of plants that have anti-tumor and anti-cancer effects. Some of them are neurotoxic. Some of them are toxic, period. Some of our chemotherapy drugs come from plants. They don't differentiate between healthy and cancerous cells. This plant does. This plant breaks the blood-brain barrier. It coats and protects the healthy cells. It targets only the cancerous cells. It also helps chemo do its job if it's given in conjunction, which for a pediatric patient, you have no choice but to give them chemo. You know, that's how I came to the decision that I came to, with first trying the imported hemp oil and then deciding that I didn't know what I would or wouldn't need in her care, but I needed all options available to me, and we had to move across the country to Colorado, where she's isolated with no family and friends.
Right.
And as I've stated, you know, getting home now, now we've done everything we can in our power to increase her quality of life, get her back being excited to be alive in the morning when she wakes up. She's not in pain. She doesn't complain. She's happy. She sings. She's developing. She's growing. Now it's time to get her back home to our family. And if antiquated laws are the only thing standing in between, you know, here and there,
right,
something has to be done about it. And we don't have another year to wait. Nobody knows how this is going to go or what's going to come between now and then. We need to get her home as soon as possible. So if anybody has any questions with regards to how you can help in the Bring Dahlia Home campaign, feel free to contact us at dahliastrong.org or via any of the Facebook pages linked on that site.
Yeah, so we have them linked up, Mo, for everybody to check out through robertscatbell.com as well. And if you ever get a chance to meet little Dahlia at any event, we'll let you know where that's coming up. Super Don and I are going to be up at Autism One next week in Chicago, working with the folks on the CBD issue and educating them, the autism community, as well as we're darting down to Atlanta for the day at the next Cantaway event. That's the 24th, a week from Saturday, May, in Atlanta, to be there as well and support the community's awareness and understanding of how important this is to bring it out. And this is an education tool. There are a lot of mechanisms to get it out there. We pretty much are in support of all of them. We don't have a dog in the fight, if you understand what I'm saying. We want this information to flow freely out into the world. And, Mo, you've been finding some strange obstacles, or let's say some strange opposition from within what we would normally consider friendly folks that really do appreciate this cannabis plant.
Yeah, you know, well, early on in the cannabis community, I learned that there was a lot of miseducation in the community itself, which you'll find in any subgroup of society. But I thought, okay, well, I can't rely on information from somebody who's not qualified to give me that information. So I was hearing things like CBD is the male, you know, or hemp is the male plant, which I knew just from a science background that was absolutely untrue. Well, that kind of tipped me off that there was a lot more misinformation going around than I even could have contemplated.
But Mo, what was the point of telling you, oh, hemp is the male plant? It's not. I mean, this is somebody that didn't like men. What was that?
Well, see, the thing is people like, in the cannabis community, they like to promote that marijuana and hemp are two totally different things. Hemp is for industrial purposes, making fiber and clothes and things of that nature. And let's leave it at that. Marijuana is the medicine. Hemp is for clothes. Well, it's just not true. Hemp is a breed of cannabis sativa. It's a strain of the cannabis sativa plant. And it is a whole plant medicine for people who need that profile of cannabinoids. So whereas it's very low in THC, high in CBD, some people don't need that. And I get that. And we should have the whole plant available.
Right.
I have always been a whole plant advocate. But we do need to get our facts straight with regards to CBD. So I did post some information on this and an email that I just received back from Dr. Mishulam yesterday. And I just basically told him, look, just yes or no. The information is correct or not. I'm not going to waste more of your time than this. So I shot him a quick email and said, you know, hemp is in fact a strain of cannabis sativa. This information can be found, though. I got this information by doing my due diligence, and everybody else can, too. Just like vitamin C from an orange or from a lemon, 500 milligrams of vitamin C is 500 milligrams of vitamin C, no matter where it comes from. And in that same respect, 150 milligrams of CBD, which is a rather high dose for 1 ml of dosing, 150 milligrams of CBD is 150 milligrams of CBD, period. There's nothing else to it. Hemp is a whole plant. It is synergistic. So these marijuana plants, being bred to be high in CBD, low in THC, end up with the same scientific profile mm-hmm. and medicinal uses that the hemp extract would have. Go get your test results. You know, if you're in a legal state, go up to the dispensary that sells a high CBD oil. Then go get your hands on a hemp high CBD oil. Compare them. It's fact and science here. We have children's lives at stake. And when you're talking about needing specific profiles, when they're doing these high CBD bills, they're kind of injuring the whole movement. And so obviously in Florida, that's been our big battle, is we're kind of outcasted by all the high CBD movements because we are whole plant advocates. If you're going to legalize this, make it so that the entire spectrum, regardless of someone's ailment, is available for that specific ailment. But for those who are looking for high CBD, please do your research and understand that there's a lot of propaganda and misinformation right now going around.
Mo, what is it in your past prior to this happening with Dahlia that made you such a good researcher, or was it something that you, by necessity, you know, opened up to in your own psyche to say, I must do this because no one else will do this?
Yeah, absolutely. So I actually was interested in behavioral psychology for a long time and had actually planned to educationally transfer over to a cognitive neuroscience program, which gave me a solid foundation on the differences between like the pseudoscience of psychiatry compared to the hard science of neuroscience.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, you become very skeptical. You learn when you see something off or something that doesn't sound right. And you're also given a lot of tools to do scientific research with. And in that respect, I just mean being able to look at research that's actually scientifically based and differentiate between that and anecdotal, et cetera. But I also had to start from scratch because I didn't know a lot about anything to do with cancer and much less pediatric cancer. But I talked to several researchers. I would call all day and all night, and you never knew what time of the day it was in Israel or in Spain. So I would just shoot phone calls and emails and letters out to anyone who knew more about this than I did. And in that respect, I got a lot of unbiased information that didn't come from people with an agenda. It came from scientists and researchers in their lab, sitting at their, you know, university desk and computer, doing what they do all day long and just shooting me back an email with only facts, only studies. There was nothing biased, nothing opinionated, and I think that that really gave me a good start going into this. I wasn't introduced into the cannabis community with all of the bias and propaganda before I was introduced to the science and the facts.
I have a sense, Mo, about you that your senses are so honed now that you can detect BS like miles away before others would detect it.
Well, you know, actually, and ironically, I had a little bit of knowledge on drugs. So I was going to go for an addiction studies certification and, in fact, have a lot of history of dealing with addiction and addicts. So, and, you know, actually on a personal level have been quite devastated by addiction. So a lot of people were really shocked when I went full force with this. Mm-hmm. But the truth is, you know, the fear of abuse by some does not justify the denial of the medicinal benefits to millions of suffering. No one's rushing into hospitals and taking morphine out of the hands of the addict because someone else is smoking opium or taking it, you know, in a way it's not prescribed.
Right.
Addicts are addicts and criminals are criminals. The laws don't stop that. They never have and they never will. The war on drugs is a failed war. The war on drugs is killing our children. These prescription medications are killing us. They are very unsafe and very unhealthy. So someone's scared about getting high. Well, these babies are getting morphine from the opium plant all day long, which is a deadly respiratory suppressant, and all it does is get you high. So if being high is a side effect of all of the cancer fighting, all of the nausea and vomiting fighting, all of the appetite loss fighting properties of this plant, then so be it.
Right.
You know, we have this fear inside of us, but the fear is really placed and misprojected.
Right.
The fear should be to these psychiatric medications that induce suicide and homicide. The fear should be in these prescription medications that kill thousands of people per year.
I gotta say, amen. You're our hero. Can you stick around one more
second? Mariah is my new hero. I've just been sitting back here. I'm just like, whoa.
Okay, guys, wow. we got to take a break. One more segment here on the Healing Revolution with Mo Barnhart and DahliaStrong.org. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods, or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money-back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion for Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion for Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
I'm a fairy bad man, and today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
The Healing Revolution is, it's about healing and it's about revolution. And Mo Barnhart's got it all going on. Appreciate her so very much. By the way, those of you who want to try the high CBD, the CBD-rich hemp oil, industrial hemp oil base, HempMedsPX.com is available. The month of May, they've given me a code. You can get 20% off. SHW45, SHW45. Mo, we're here for you, and Dahlia, anytime you need to communicate this, but you're communicating it so well, we just got to get out of your way.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, it's a hard road, and I think that you learn so much, and you want to get so much information out there. You want to bombard anyone who might be listening with all of the information they'll ever need, which is just impossible. So I guess my advice to those people who really are looking for some facts and some insight is, you know, first, steer away from social media in the beginning. You will get a lot of misinformation, a lot of bias, and a lot of two-sided opinions that are presented very factually. Do your own research. Discuss this with scientists and medical professionals worldwide. Most of our professionals in the United States aren't nearly as educated as some in other countries. So if you need to reach out and find professors, scientists, and researchers who speak English in Israel and Spain and all these other countries, do that. Spend the time wisely. We have very little time to figure out what our children need, what's true and what's not. So I'm not saying believe everything I say, but you know, verify your information. You'll get a lot of misleading or conflicting information, and it can be disheartening, it can be very confusing, and it can turn you away to any kind of supplementary care whatsoever. But the truth is there are a lot of options that doctors in the United States do not know about and will not tell you about.
Mm-hmm.
Please do your own research. Please make sure you're talking to people who don't have biases, who aren't in it for money, who have done the science and the research, and get your facts before you make any kind of decision going forward.
Beautifully said. By the way, tonight I will be appearing at the Windhorse Theater in Eustis, Florida. So if you're in Central Florida, north of Orlando, I'll be heading over to the Windhorse Theater. I will be talking about the CBD, among many other healing topics, bringing the power to heal back to you. And Mo Barnhart is our guest. We had Dr. King on earlier, to the Healing Revolution. We were detoxifying heavy metals, which, by the way, do contribute to cancer in the body. So that's another aspect of this. Super Don, do you have anything? Obviously, want everybody to visit DahliaStrong.org and learn more about
this.
Yeah,
and also thecanamoms.com is an important website.
Oh, yes.
Because right now in the state of Florida, we're trying to get together, an army. We're really trying to get everyone to unite and work together. So thecanamoms.com is really a way that we're trying to put that out there. We're trying to get together resources. You can contact the whole group through that website with regards to any initiatives to help for the entire state.
Beautifully said. Beautifully said. Canamoms.com. We have that as well linked up in the show notes at robertscoutbell.com. Super Don, I think I'm going to take your moniker Super and put it now on Super Mo.
I will gladly share that, because she certainly does deserve it. And, I just wanted to say, if you go over and look at the blog over at the website, I want to say happy anniversary to Dahlia and to Mariah. You guys just celebrated a one-year anniversary. Is that right?
It's been 1 year on May the 5th, and I've literally seen her die in my arms, and now I've seen her completely turn around completely from brain damage, going through all these emergency surgeries, horrific symptoms and side effects of the disease and the treatment itself, to being a normal, healthy, happy 3-year-old. And we just need to go the rest of the way with this.
Well, we're going to do our level best to get the word out with you. Thank you so much for joining us on this Healing Revolution Friday. Is there or are there any events we should let our listeners know about that they might want to meet you and see Dahlia?
Yes, absolutely. So right now I don't have any of the information in front of me, but we have a lot of upcoming events for the Bring Dahlia Home campaign, and we will actually likely be in Florida for some of them. So with the websites that I've given, we'll be able to be contacted as well as posting all of those events with dates, times, and locations.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, everybody, check it out. We'll all be together as soon as we can in Florida to support Mo and Dahlia and others. And next week, of course, we'll be in Chicago at Autism One. Come see us, and in Atlanta as well, and on the Navy Pier June 7th and 8th. That's it. Thanks again to Dr. King. Thank you, Super Don. We'll be back Sunday for more live healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show, because the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott,
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.